They say that patriotism is the last refuge to which a scoundrel clings. Steal a little and they throw you in jail. Steal a lad and they make you king.
Yes, that was my uncannily accurate Bob Dylan impersonation. And the line is very much what people tend to think of, isn't it, when they think about patriotism. I'm not sure if it was Dr. Johnson that time that said, it's the last refuge to which a scoundrel clings. And this is kind of what this, I suppose, meditation is about, is that I think patriotism has had a very bad rap, really, which rather saddens me. Because actually, I'm very proud to be English and very pleased to be English. And I think what's happened is that patriotism has been merged in people's minds, for understandable reasons, with jingoism, which is, as you all know, the sabre-rattling, tub-thumping, we're top nation, let's go and bash everybody else kind of idiocy, which has caused so much distress in the past and is continuing to do so today. And we particularly tend to point the finger at America, you know, saying, oh yes, you know, they're always off somewhere in the world thinking they're top nation. Well, I mean, obviously there's good reason to make that criticism, but at the same time, Americans do actually have a sort of innate sense of being patriotic. I guess it's to do with the very different history of their country. And actually, I think if you were to look around Europe, I think you'd find the typical Spaniard or Italian or German or French person was very, very much aware that that's the nation they come from and that it means something to them. I think, as far as I'm aware anyway, in England we seem uniquely to have lost this sense of what it is to be English. I mean, I say English rather than British because, if I'm honest, and I'm trying to be honest, that's really how I relate to my country. Yes, I know I'm part of the United Kingdom, blah-de-blah, but I'm English, I've always lived in England. And as I say, I think that's a shame. And obviously, at one end of the spectrum, you get the sort of neo-Nazi idiots going on about things best left not gone on about. And at the other end, you get almost a sense that, well, it doesn't really matter, anything goes, and that'll be fine. And I don't know if I really believe that. Now, I have no answers here. This isn't some sort of, you know, manifesto. It's just voicing and airing something which I think, sadly, has been lost. I mean, if you look back at the, inevitably, the war period, there would have been, and post-war, there would have been much more of a sense of patriotism, of belonging to something, of all being joined together. And I guess the evolution of our country has been so great since then that it's hard to keep up. And as with all such debates, as happens if you start to discuss gender, if you start to discuss anything like that, you immediately run up against, you pick any sort of detail and say, well, it's this, or it's that, or it's language, or it's culture, or it's, I don't know, some shared experience or whatever. Immediately you'll get a whole load of people saying, no, it isn't, because we're English, we're just as English, and we haven't had those experiences. Or we know. So I don't think it's possible to pin it down. But what I am saying is, maybe it's a bit of a rallying call, what I'm saying, rather than a manifesto, that it does help, I think, to have a sense of what a nation is. Seems a bit painful to me that it was the head of Google, who's obviously American, who recently came and delivered a lecture, in which I understand his main point was that the great British tradition of engineering has been lost, really, that we have a wonderful tradition of engineering polymaths, people who are very good at those things, but also much more aware of the art side, and this being a very distinctively English thing. So I'll bring this ramble to a close. I guess my final point I've implied is that very important to understand that patriotism is nothing whatever to do with war. Unfortunately, it tends to be in the context where we're under attack, we hear about it, but it's nothing to do with war. It's simply to do with a sense of and a love of what your country is. And that's something, I don't know about you, but I'd very much like to have.